house of God tonight, book of Philippians chapter 3, book of Philippians chapter 3, a couple verses tonight. I pray the Lord speak to your heart and help us tonight in the preaching of the Word of God, Philippians chapter number 3, and we'll just read two verses tonight, Philippians 3. I want to say this about the church at Philippi. It was a church that fellowshiped with Paul in his ministry, and they continually fellowshiped, stayed in contact with him, gave his necessity. And of course, as a blessed church, they had great joy in that church. It is a joyful book. And Paul made mention of their fellowship in the gospel from his work in God. The Bible said, in your fellowship in the gospel from the first day unto now. So they continually had fellowship. And thank God for the good church here. And this is what Paul in chapter 3 give them, Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And so I want to preach tonight. If you'll listen, pay attention, hear what the Word of God says tonight. I sure appreciate God speaking to every heart tonight about this subject. Pressing on. Pressing on. I want to say here, Paul is making known to this church, these saints at Philippi, that there was one thing that he did do, and that was forgetting them things that are behind and reaching. That got a hold of my heart. There's a continually reaching of the apostle here toward them things that were before him. And there's some reasons tonight that we ought to press on. I will say this, he wasn't talking about salvation here. He's talking about going on further in progress and attaining that what God had apprehended him for. And when I look at this tonight, I want to say there is reasons to press on. It's reason tonight because of the cross tonight, of what Jesus did. The Bible said we're to look unto him, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And the cross tonight, my friends, a place of sacrifice. It's a place tonight of separation, that if a man's going to do what God wants him to do, he's going to have to sacrifice and he's got to separate. And God says here that the man of God pressed on. I'll say, well, to press on because of the cross and what Jesus did on the cross. And I'll say, well, to press on because of the course. He gave us a course tonight. He gave you a course. He gave me a course to run tonight. And everyone ought to run the course. Thank God, Paul said, I finished my course. He finally did get across the line and attain that what God had for him. But my friend tonight, we see many today not in the course, but God's got a course tonight. Then we ought to run, praise God, and press on because of the condemned. There's many sinners tonight. Thank God that we could reach with the gospel. But if we pull up and get off course, then they'll end up, my friend, missing what God has for them because of us. I believe God's put the responsibility in the church today, my friend, to press on and do God's will. And when we don't do it as God says do it, then we miss the will of God. We miss what God has for them that's lost tonight. There's many people lost and know not God. They're in the world and they know not God tonight. But how are they going to know except some man tell them? Except the church tonight carry on in the gospel. And then I'm going to say this, we're to keep going on and pressing on because of the church. Amen. The church in this area needs a church. Thank God that's got salt in it. The salt has some savor in it. Thank God. And then because of Christ tonight, every man ought to run because of him and press on because of him. You say, preacher, I've been like, felt like quitting. Well, I'll tell you this, friend, there's no quitting spot for the people of God. I know we get in the spirit sometime and get weary in well doing, but God says we'll reap if we faint not. That there is a reaping day. There's a day God's got for us. as the people of God to receive a reward. And if we pull up short, there'll be none. My friend, so we find tonight there's a purpose in running. But when I look at these verses tonight, there's a few things that Paul's saying here. First of all, I want you to look at his incompleteness. He said, brother, I count not myself to apprehend it. He said, I hadn't arrived yet. I hadn't got to where I want to be yet. I'm not where God apprehended me for yet. Even though I've seen him, I've been saved. I've still got some miles to go. I've still got some work to do. That God apprehended me for the purpose. Thank God that I may be like in the will of God and be like him. I want to say tonight, praise God. He hadn't apprehended him, my friend, just to be saved. He apprehended him for a purpose. Thank God in salvation tonight. God just didn't save you to save you. God saved you, my friend, and apprehended you for the purpose of the will of God and to glorify him. And Paul said he hadn't arrived. He was still submitting, amen, thank God, to the potter. He was the clay in the potter's hand. And he didn't, my friend, thank God, blame God for anything. He went through many trials, tribulation, but he knew he was in the will of God. He knew God had apprehended him. He knew he was in the hand of God. And God was going to use him. Thank God for what God had for him. And so tonight, thank God, he wasn't complete yet. As far as in the eyes of God, he was. Because who God justifies, he glorifies. But in the day and this time, and Paul's right, he had not got there yet. He, my friend, was pressing toward that mark, but he hadn't got there yet. It don't matter how old you get. Thank God, you're depressed till Jesus comes. You're depressed, thank God, to you through in this own life. Amen. I tell you, there's no room to get off. There's no room to back up. There's no room to quit. He said, I hadn't got there yet. He said, but I'm still submitting to the potter. Amen. That's right. I want to say he still labored tonight. Thank God he kept a laboring in the field. He labored. That's what God says to do. He said, the harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. Thank God we need to keep on doing that. Hey, friend, God's not through with us yet. If he was, he'd took us on to heaven. Amen. I mean, you look at John the Baptist. Thank God he is beheaded after his course was run. But he was through. Thank God when God gets through with me, he'll say it's time to come. I wouldn't want to be here and be of no use to God. I wouldn't want to be here and not be no use to anybody else. I know sometimes we see things that we can't explain that people, my friend, go through in their latter days. I mean, just like this man we read about tonight, faced lung cancer. He was still a testimony for the grace of God. And then others, my friend, that's been through hard times. Thank God tonight, I'm glad we can still live for him and pray and seek him. Amen. God's got you here this morning. Or may I say this afternoon for a purpose. And that's to do what God says. Amen. And labor in his field. I tell you, he's still not only submitting and laboring, but he's still trusting tonight. A man got to trust God. Amen. I mean, that's who our faith is in tonight. That's who our trust is in. Even though he wasn't complete, he was complete. Even though he had been apprehended, he hadn't been, my friend, got where God completely wanted him at. That he had a whole lot further ground to gain. Thank God, just like that crowd going into Canaan. They hadn't got there, my friend. Thank God, until he entered in, they had to go through some things to get to where God wanted them to get to. There's some things God will put you through and me through. Thank God, to get to where God wants us tonight. Hey, thank God, God says trust in him. I can't explain tonight. Thank God, why we go through what we go through. But I do know tonight that we're apprehended by him. Thank God, to attain what he has for us. If we back up and don't go forward and reach out to that place God's got, we'll miss what God's got tonight. Amen. And so to say, Paul sees his incompleteness. He hadn't arrived yet. But then in this verse, Paul said, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. I realized, though, that he only saw his incompleteness, but he shows his intent tonight, or his interest in the things that God's got before him, that it wasn't behind him, it was before him, that God had tonight. He wasn't looking back. The Bible said in the book of Luke, had a man putting his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God. That they was talking about discipleship there, and that a man puts his hand to the plow of God, amen, and looks back, he ain't fit. And I'm telling you, Paul, God wasn't looking back, he was looking ahead. He didn't live in the past. We got so many people living in the past, they're not living now to look ahead. Ain't God tonight, my friend, I tell you this, they don't live in the past. You got to live for what's now. Hey, too many people living in the past. That's why they don't gain no ground. Ain't God, you ought to live looking ahead tonight. Amen. Let me say a few things tonight. Ain't God, he didn't live in the past. And I'm going to tell you what, you're going to have to forget them past sins. Ain't God, that plagued you. Amen. That's right, brother. Thank God, every sin that I ever committed is under the blood of the Lamb tonight. Everything. Amen. He forgave me of every sin. Not partial forgiveness. But he forgave me of everything I ever have done. I'll tell you, forgave me of my past sin. He forgave me of every sin. There's not one sin to my account tonight. I know sin breaks fellowship. Sin can hinder fellowship, but sin cannot condemn me, because I don't have condemnation on me. Thank God, I'm saved forever. Amen. And there's past sins tonight, my friend, that haunt people. There's past sins that can, my friend, that the people let their heart condemn them over. But I'm telling you, if you've been to Calvary tonight, he died for every sin there. Thank God, he gave his life for sin there. And them sins don't have no dominion over you. I know sin can leave a scar, but a scar will remind us, ain't God, of what sin can do if we yield to the estimate of the flesh. But if we live for God tonight, out there there's great victory. But you can't look ahead and live for God and have past sin hold your life. Ain't God, you got to put it under the blood and go ahead for God. Amen. There's a lot of people tonight that just can't get beyond that. They say, well, look what I've done. I realize and know that some sin, my friend, can limit people. And I realize and know that sometimes sin can scar people and surely bring reproach. But it ought not stop people from doing what they can do for God. And I'm telling you, we looking back all the time. I don't want to be, listen to me. I hope you'll forgive me what I'm about to say, but are you listening tonight? I don't want to be around nobody that's always bringing up past sins. Bringing up past foolishness and saying, you mean what you did here? And all they can talk about is a bunch of foolishness. It don't help me one bit. I'm telling you, people bring up what they did here and what they did there. I'm telling you, God says we ought not bring them things up. We ought to be ashamed of them, amen. They didn't bring no fruit to righteousness. They brought fruit to unrighteousness. And when a man brings up past sin, and that's what he lives in all the time, and says, I can't do this because of that. He's only using it for a crutch. He's only using it for an excuse. And I'm telling you, he can't never do nothing for God when he does. Amen. That's right. I had a fella call me. He don't come no more. I don't know why he come. He come a while off and on, and he was telling me all the problems he had, and I said, look, brother, if he is a brother, I said, what you need to do, thank God, get these things under the blood, and you need to quit dwelling on what's happened to you in the past, and look what God can do ahead. And I said, all you thinking about is what you can't do and what's happened in the past, and you can't go back and redo it, but thank God you can start now doing stuff for God. And I said, quit living under the juniper tree. Quit living under self-pity. Quit living under, oh, look at me, and oh, woe is me. Hey, God, get out of that mess. And get up on the morning, read your Bible and pray. Go to the rest home, tell somebody about Jesus. And quit laying in that kind of stuff. I ain't seen him about twice since then. He didn't like the answer I gave him. But I'll tell you what's the right answer. Because you'll never go forward if you're going to live in past sin. Amen. right. And I'll say this, you better forget not only the past sin, you better forget the past failures you've had. Amen. I say, preacher, I've failed at that. Well, thank God, keep a trying. Amen. That's right. Babe Ruth struck out more than he hit home runs. But thank God he swung the bat. Amen. You say, I'm waiting to swing. Thank God, I see a great opportunity to swing. And a lot of people don't want to do nothing because they think they can't do it. They'll fail at it. And I'm going to tell you this tonight. Amen. I heard a preacher say one time, he said, I'd rather be a failure at something than a success at nothing. Amen. I mean, there's a lot of people tonight just trying, thank God, to do, my friend, live in the past failures. Oh, I can't do that. This church is full of some of that stuff. Thank God, you need to get out of that mess. I can't do that. Can't do that. I'm telling you, can do it by the help of God Almighty. That's why we don't press forward. Wait on somebody else to do it. Wait somebody else else. Thank God, to testify. Wait on somebody else to go witness. God called you to do it. Make a difference, amen. And quit remembering about what you filled out in the past. And do something for God, amen. That's right, boy, that's right. You ought to say amen to that. Amen. Past failures. And I'll say this. You've got to get past afflictions. A lot of people get in the church and they won't do nothing because they've been afflicted by somebody else. My feelings have been hurt. Well, let me just tell you one thing, friend. You ain't been hurt no more than mine has. And dear God, I just put it beside me and go on if God will help me. Amen. That's right. I mean, the Bible talks about a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. I understand that. And brother, if we just tend to our own business and sweep our own house and comb the hair on our head, amen, and quit looking at everybody else and look at us and get our own heart and our own life in order, we wouldn't have one second of time, thank God, to try to look at what other people are doing and what other people are thinking and do what God says. Amen. I do not care, friend. I ain't got to go behind me and look at what everybody else is doing. Hey, if you're running out front, you're not going to look behind you. Thank God there's a race to be won. But a lot of people don't keep on for God because somebody hurt their feelings. Somebody's afflicted them. And afflictions do hurt. But Paul said, I'd rather glory in my afflictions and my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen. That's right. So I've been afflicted. Have you? If you've been saved any time you've been afflicted, you've been afflicted by friends. People said things you didn't want them to say. You didn't like what they said. And I understand and know that some people, my friend, thank God, don't know when to be quiet. But the best thing about that is, thank God, just tune them out. Amen. That's right. I mean, there's friends that'll afflict you. Jesus said it was his familiar friends that betrayed him. Judas did. Amen. And you'll listen to me. If that's all you got, we used to call it rabbit ears when we played baseball. Some of them umpires, that's what they'd have, rabbit ears. And the fans would get him to call a call here, to call there. He couldn't concentrate enough on what the real ball was doing. He was more concerned about what the fans were saying. And that's what a lot of people are concerned about. Is this brother liking this or this sister liking this? I'm telling you, if God likes it, what's it matter? Amen. I tell you that we're so afflicted today by friends. Ain't got people say they're friends. Amen. Then listen, they'll not run for God because they've let somebody hurt them. Amen. And keep them from doing anything for God. Amen. They afflicted by friends, afflicted by family members. Amen. Family's some of the worst enemies you got sometimes. And I hate to say that, just a God's truth. Amen. They want to own you and run you. Amen. When I got saved, thank God I've told you the past. Amen. They didn't like some things I stood for. And they, you know, I mean, thank God they got saved. But they're still, brother, I mean, the freedom ain't there. I mean, I got a whole lot more freedom of born again people. That's been got the book of God, knows the Holy Ghost. And it knows some family members. Amen. And you know what? They'll afflict you. There'll be things happening in your family that'll afflict you. And that ought not keep us from running. Thank God Jesus went through the whole of the Bible, said sinners, my friend, the contradiction of sinners. He said, consider him that went through that, lest you fall. be weird in your mind. And I didn't say it was easy. I'm not preaching an easy message tonight. It'd be easy, my friend, just to mail out and say, hey, you know, somebody said this about me. My family's been cussing me. And they say my church, they say it's a cult. And say, I've been all kind of things said, and lies and everything else. Somebody's been pronounced dead one time. I ain't got back in the 90s. Somebody's called me on the phone and said, hey, I heard you died this morning. I said, well, if I did, I ain't been notified about it. Hey, man, that's right. Praise God. I mean, you just all kind of stuff people want to say and try to afflict you with their tongue. It's full of deadly poison. It's full of evil, my friend. Thank God. And I'm telling you this, a lot of people just keep looking back. They can't forget them things. I'm telling you, there's some things that get in my crawl sometimes. And I've had to pray for grace, amen. It's not something you can just click out of your mind, but it is something, thank God, the grace of God's greater than. I don't know one thing the grace of God's not greater than that can help us. I thought about all the wounds and the hardships and the difficulties that we face in this race, but it ought not keep us looking back. I know we'll look ahead, amen. That's right, brother. I'm preaching the truth tonight. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of people don't go forward because their intention is to look back on time. And they're always looking at somebody else. Just like John and Peter. When Peter said, what about John? He said, what's that to you? He said, you do the will of God. Feed my sheep. That's John. Thank God. What's that? What John does? Amen. Do you good, thank God, to get a single eye tonight and look to him and quit looking at everybody else and look at what's behind. Amen. Thank God. Look forward. And then I want to say this. Not only, my friend, we have to dwell on the things of the past, far as failures and afflictions and sins, but we can't dwell on past victories. Amen. Listen, you can't live, thank God, off last year's victory. Even though there's a joy in knowing that God gave you victory, I need it today. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, friend, you listen to me. When Jericho come, they done everything God said. They marched around Jericho on that last day. The wall came down. Thank God, when they went to Ai, they got pride in their heart. I thought they could take Ai with so many men. And when they got there, they got whooped. 36 men died. Thank God, they had to come back. Joshua had to fall on his face. Achan had sinned against God, stole the Babylonian garment, the gold and the silver, put it under his tent, and now those are going backward, and they had to deal with what they had to deal with, how to go forward. I'm telling you, you got to do that too in your life. Every thing you have to deal with, if you're going to go forward, and when God gives you the victory, don't dwell on that. There's a whole lot more to go. That's right. There's a whole lot more to go. People used to say, well, I remember that service back there. Thank God for it, but it don't get me today. Amen. What about that manna? What if they just went and ate it one time and died? I appreciate the good day Sunday. Thank God for good testifying Sunday night. It helped me on Monday. But today's Wednesday. I need some bread today. Thank God. I need it today, brother. And somebody said, I remember when that church used to be this, that church used to be that. I don't want to be in that used to be category. All you can do is look back, look back, look back, look back, look back, look back. And you can't never look ahead for the things of God, my friend. I'm telling you this tonight. If you're going to run, you're going to have to, thank God, do what Paul did and said, this one thing I do, I forget them things that are behind. And I'll tell you why. If you read the prior verses in this chapter, he had to forget some religious works. Because he said they wasn't nothing but dung. That's what he said. He said, I'd be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, but the righteousness of God as by faith in Christ. And he knew that tonight. Boy, I'm going to tell you what. Listen, there's a lot of toils in this way. There's a lot of hardships in this way. If you're going to be a soldier, it's going to be some hardships. It's going to be some battles, brother. There's going to be some people you're going to have to go, my friend, and face. Because the devil's going to have somebody in your way to try to throw you off the path. The devil use who he can, brother. It don't matter who it is. He's going to use who he can to try to get you not to press forward for the glory of God. He'll try to use anybody he can. That's why he wants to destroy this church tonight. He'd like to get right in the middle of it and destroy it over something penny-ante, something foolish. That's the way he works. He can't destroy true doctrine, friend. He'll bring in some false little lie here and there, some little compromise here and there. And what it'll do, it'll become not only a little leaven, it'll leaven the whole lump. And that's what his desire is. He don't want a church that glorifies God, has sound truth in it, and people that love God and one another. He wants a church, my friend, to be in disarray and confusion. And therefore, the God of heaven is not the author of that. And I'm saying that if all it lives in the past, and we don't live ahead and look ahead, I will not get the world. Ain't God God's God for us to press on to? That's right. Don't say this, I'm through tonight. No, I see his incompleteness, but he saw he hadn't arrived. I see his intentions to look, not for look back, but look ahead. But I see Paul said this. He said, reaching forth unto those things which are before. He was inspired to the fact that there were some things ahead of him that he could have. That there were some things ahead of him that he could attain as a preacher and as a Christian. And that, thank God, he had a purpose for living. Paul, he said, whatsoever state I am in, therewith I've learned to be content. And did not the psalmist say, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness? You know what that's telling me? Anything I can do for God, I'm willing to do it. It don't matter what it is. I want to do anything I can for God. I mean, whatever it takes, whatever God wants me to do, I just want to reach every day that way. That's what I want to do. Listen to me. If you think about everything you do in a day's time, everything ought to be a reaching toward God. Everything. That wife is cooking that meal, she's serving her family, reaching the way God wants her to reach. That's right. That's the will of God. That man that goes to work, you know what he's doing? He's reaching, thank God, to provide for his home and to give. Because God didn't, but you know what I thought about last night? I was reading this scripture and I thought about this. I'd repent before God Almighty and say, Lord, I'm so slothful and slack. You put me here for a purpose. I want to be a help. I want to be what God wants me to be. I want to be a blessing to somebody. I want to be a help to somebody. Ain't God, if that's all this thing is for me to, and my friend, to be a fat cat, amen. I'm just talking about just having everything I want, doing what I want, acting like I want it. And if that's all life is, it's nothing, amen. It's life isn't about me, it's about Christ. It's about the will of God. It's about doing the will of God. It's about being a blessing to other people. It's about serving other people. And if you can't get that tonight, and I'm telling you, awful shallow, and you walk as men and you're carnal, amen. That's right. That's exactly what the Corinthians, you know what brought the Corinthian church? I'll tell you what's wrong with them. If they couldn't have it their way, they didn't want to have it. You know what? That's a carnal person. It's carnal. If I can't have it my way, if I can't have Apollos to preach, then I won't have it. If I can't have Paul to preach, I won't have it. There's division among you, he said. They wasn't looking forward. They was looking to men. They was walking as men. They was looking at men. I'm going to tell you what. The will of God, the purpose of God in your life tonight, is to continually, day by day, reach forward for what God's got. Because I'm going to tell you what, the mark is set. He said, I press toward what? The mark. There's an appointed goal. There's an appointed, there's something God's got appointed for His people. And if you pull up short, then you're going to miss out on the blessings and the prize that God's got tonight. Listen to me. He said over there in the book of Corinthians, he said, all run, but only one gets the prize. He said, what did he say? Let me give you a little something tonight. Run that ye may obtain. But if you're not going, if you're not reaching and pressing and going forward, you're not going to attain. You're not going to attain. Amen. You know what it's time to do? It's 2011. This is what everybody ought to do. Everybody. You ought to ask yourself this question. What am I reaching for? What am I reaching for?
What am I pressing for? What's the object and purpose? What am I pressing for? Listen, friend. Thank God, that ought to be something in our heart. That ought to be something, amen, every mother ought to press, thank God, to raise her children like God wants her to raise them, and be a godly mother and be, thank God, what God wants her to be. Every daddy ought to press, thank God, to be that leader of that home, and be a spiritual a leader and a man, thank God, that her home knows where prayer is, and where the power of God is. That's what every daddy ought to press for. Every young person ought to press for holiness and to live right. And remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. For therefore one day you'll not have your youth. You're not going to have your youth all the time. You might mentally, but you don't physically. Boy, that old body, son, you just tear out. You mentally say, I can do that. But physically you can't. That's right. That's why when you young, son, you can burn the field up. Well, you got more energy. You got more zeal. I mean, when God saved me, I was 24 years old. Thank God. I mean, I had a lot of, hold up, I'm 51. I had a lot of more energy than I do now. Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth, boys. Reach forward to that thing. God give it to you. If you read that chapter, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, he's telling you right there, if you're going to continually grow older, you're not always going to have it. And I'm going to tell you what, friend, there's a purpose and there's a will of God, and you ought to be in His service of serving God and others, involvement in the things of God, persevere, amen. That's right. God help us all. We need His grace to do it. It's not by our strength, it's by His grace. And I tell you what, I couldn't continue on if it had not been for the grace of God and God in me. But Paul said, I press toward the mark. There's an appointed mark. There's a goal. And there's a prize. There's a prize. See, if we're not running against one another. I'm not running against you. You're not running against me. You're running the course God gave you. And it's a one-man course. Together with many of us running. See, the problem is a lot of people get their eyes on other people and say, well, look at him or look at her. Run your own course. There wasn't but one Apostle Paul. There wasn't but one Peter. Just one. That's why, thank God, we can do what we can do. What God put before us and to reach for and do the will of God. There's not one but brother, one Brother Roberts. Them trees don't grow often. You just think of, you hear Brother Mary preach, I say, God, hell, boy, he's a good preacher. Lord said, I didn't make you to be him. I made you to learn from him. And to get some things from him, but you're not him. I don't think God will be pleased for any of us to be alike. He's going to get glory out of His precious possession and how He works in them and through them for them to run the race God's got before them. I am who I am. You are who you are. But I do know this. He wants all of us to be like Christ. And that's what He's predetermined every child of God to be like, is to be made like unto Jesus. And the whole purpose of this walk, because He's apprehended you by the power of God through the gospel, He attained you, He possessed you, and He's got you for a possession that you might apprehend what He's got before you. And you might possess what He's got before you. That's what Paul said in the church at Philippi. That I've apprehended you, that you could apprehend what I've apprehended you for. And therefore, I'm not going to, that's one thing I do, I'm going to forget what's behind. Boy, couldn't all of us tonight, some of us more than others, just sit around and say, woe is me. Man, let's look at all the things that's happened to me. And that's what we live in. That's why every once in a while you need a good brother or sister to come by and say, hey, buddy, I appreciate and love you. Let's keep on going. We can exhort one another along with this thing. Hey, buddy, I appreciate it, brother. Let's keep on going. Every once in a while, you know what that does? It puts an extra boost in that brother. But you know what we do? We ain't mindful of that. Your mind can't think but one thing at a time. I don't know what it thinks sometimes. It ought to come in and say, thank God. I mean, we need to come in and worship Christ, but we come to edify the body. Yeah. Every once in a while, you look up to a brother, thank God, that the Holy Ghost might tell you to say, hey, thank God, I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate what you're doing for God. I appreciate your faithfulness. I appreciate your encouragement. I appreciate your love. Let's keep going on for God. Might keep him going. That man nurse called me a minute time. He didn't know it. I was down. After a golf phone, I was up. You live like that sometimes. All of us do. That's right. That's why we need God. We need one another. That's why we need to press. Amen. There's a prize if we'll press. Let's stand tonight. I appreciate you hearing the Word of God. Appreciate you hearing the Word of God.